Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
When President Obama nominated Loretta Lynch for Attorney General, the president commended Lynch for her tough stance on white-collar crime.
As the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, she helped secure billions in settlements for people wronged by some of the world's biggest banks. She's been dogged in her pursuit of public corruption.
Now Lynch's Justice Department says it will focus on targeting individual white-collar criminals instead of institutions as a whole. What does that mean? Joining me is Jesse Eisinger, senior reporter for ProPublica. Welcome, Jesse.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So this seems to reverse a strategy of Eric Holder, who preceded Loretta Lynch, who was able to use a tactic to basically turn banks to state's evidence, in a sense, to get huge settlement from the banks, but it ended up keeping the individuals from being prosecuted.
Yes. I mean, really what this is one of the great scandals of our time, which is that they don't investigate previously to this new change in policy. They haven't investigated individual accountability at the high corporate echelons. Instead, what they do is they settle with these corporations for huge amounts of money. And in turn, what they do is they grant immunity to the executives in return for bigger and bigger amounts of money. So they're trying to reverse this. They're trying to grapple with their inability to investigate and prosecute top corporate executives. And this is the first step to admitting they have a problem.
So when you say scandal, this was basically a kind of negotiating scheme where the government would come to a bank that had clearly exhibited wrongdoing and said, we'll give your executives immunity, but you have to give us a big settlement. In return, you have to testify and make our case kind of open and shut. That's no longer going to be the case?
What happened in these negotiations was that they would sort of start with the assumption that they were going to reach a deferred prosecution agreement, which is essentially a fancy term for a settlement. And they always had in their back of the minds, sure, if they give up the individuals, will take some individuals and hold them accountable, but they never really did. And the reason is that they weren't looking for the individuals at the beginning, and you have to do that from the beginning. The FBI has to investigate them. We have to build a case slowly over time. It takes much more time. It's much more difficult because individuals will fight while a corporation will settle because the corporation is settling with not their money. They're settling with shareholder money.
So this sense of intimidation of litigating big executives at big banks is perhaps the reason why one of the only people who's actually convicted and sitting in prison for any of these insider trading allegations or anything like that is that South Asian fellow who was profiled in The New Yorker for insider trading on medical devices.
Well, on insider trading, they got a lot of guys from hedge funds. One of the reasons they did was they developed a huge amount of direct evidence. They had wiretaps. Those are relatively easy cases to make, and they're discrete businesses. You know, Raj Rajaratnam's hedge fund is not going to cause systemic problems in the financial markets if it closes up shop. They have huge trepidation taking on J.P. Morgan or Citigroup because they worry about incorrectly, in my view, they worry about the collateral consequences of the rocky effects of the financial markets.
Is there any institution or set of individuals who might be expected, before we go here, to be most afraid of this decision?
Well, I mean, this is the great closing the barn door if the cows are out memo of our time because, you know, most of the statute of limitations have run on the crimes that I believe were committed in the wake of the financial crisis. So, you know, there are cases that are in the works now against pharmaceutical companies. Walmart is facing foreign corrupt practices. We may see increased cooperation, but now the proof will really be whether they can bring these charges and whether they do it or whether this is just a memo. It's easy to write a memo.
We certainly live in interesting times when a memo from the Justice Department says, we're going to prosecute criminals, and that's news.
I know. It's at least the memo does one thing, which is a tacit admission, finally, that they do have a terrible problem with this. You know, this is a 12-step program, and they have taken the first step in admitting they have a problem.
Jesse Eisinger is a senior reporter for ProPublica. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.